Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Hey, friends. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking all about content and reducing your content stress. And I'm really excited because I have just put together a brand new, I think this is like 50 pages. Do you hear that? I'm flipping through it. 50 pages of content concepts. Now, the reason that I talk about concepts is because that's just how my brain works. I just like need a prompt. I need to see exactly an example of it. So that's what I built. I built this for someone like me and someone like you who's like, okay, tell me exactly what to say, but like, tell me how to do it, how to put it together. And maybe you don't resonate well with just like a quick little list or the traditional pillars like entertaining, educational, engaging. And there's nothing wrong with those pillars. I've used those for years. Many people do. But this is just to take you to a next little level. So if you want to get your hands on this guide, it's totally free, at least for now. And you can get it by going to my website, chelseapites.com/resources. You can go to my Instagram profile and click the link in bio. You're going to want to get your hands on this. So make sure that you go grab my content concept. It has an entire examples, visual examples, and a complete matrix for what the topic or the idea or the concept is, and then essentially how to make it or what it's about. So let's dive into content. I recently was talking to my coaching clients in my Uncopy-Pastable brand, and I challenged them to come up with 17 questions that are often asked or questions that are unasked. Maybe they don't know to ask them or they're afraid to ask them. Or it could be a combination of questions and things that have gone wrong, lessons learned, mistakes, or hot mess dumpster fires. You know, these are the things that as they occur with you and your business and your clients, you want to share that educational information with other people who are also asking those questions or who hadn't even thought to ask those questions or who want to avoid those lessons learned and be prepared. Now you might be thinking 17 is kind of a random number. You're right, it is. But 17 is by design because I started thinking about this instead of just giving like 100 ideas, right? Because then in my mind, if you give me 100 ideas, I'm like, oh, well, I've got to make all of these. I need to like make each single one, which is great if you want to, right? But if you multiply 17 times 3, because we're going to do 3 different formats for the same idea, you've got 51 ideas. And that's basically, I'm giving you a week off of the year for the holidays. That's an idea post a week. So if you can come up with even more than 17 topics, you're pretty much set. So let's dive into what I mean first by different formats, and then we're going to go into the content concept. So when I say different formats, this is exactly how I make my content. I come up with an idea. For example, the post that I'm going to be making today is about social media rules that I break. And I've already done a podcast on that. You can scroll through and find it. But I talk about 5 different things that I do that are commonly best practice for most people that just don't work for me. And by the way, I have tried. So I am a big believer in trying things before you just immediately say, nope, no, thank you. This doesn't work for me. I'm also a big believer in once you have tried those things and it is not a good fit, it is time to change it. So I'm making a talk to the camera video. It's quote unquote long form because it's 90 seconds. At this point in time, that's the longest I can go. I know some people can go 3 minutes. I can only go 90 seconds so far, and I'm talking about Instagram Reels. So I do my talk to camera Instagram Reels where I'm going through the 5 things that I break, the 5 rules that I break. Then what I'm going to do is create a second reel, and not even in the same day, like maybe weeks later, but I have the idea, right? I'm going to create a secondary reel where it's B-roll. Maybe I'm doing something or I'm speaking on stage and it has music and I maybe have the 5 things text written across, like the rules that I break. Then I make a podcast about it like this. And then I make a blog post from that podcast. Then I make a carousel post. So the text that I'm writing in my captions, I take that text and literally sometimes copy and paste like a sentence or a line from that caption into a text graphic, basic text graphic, plain background in Canva, and create a carousel post. Some people prefer to read it. Some people want to listen to it or watch it. So that's how I take one idea and squeeze the juice and make a lot of different formats. For me, that works really well. So that's what I mean by taking 17 ideas and multiplying them three times. Or in the case that I just gave you, that was actually five. So you can go more than three, you can go more than five, or you know, you could just do two if you want to. All right, let's talk about the content concepts guide. So the way that I built this, again, with my unique brain, I was like, I just need something different. Like, I get that it should be educational, entertaining, but like, can you give me a little bit more, examples of that? So when you get this guide and you start to scroll through it, or if you're like me and you like it printed, however, there is a lot of it, it's full color, so it might use up a lot of the ink on your printer. I start with what I call the content concept matrix. It's basically a little column where on one side it tells you what I call the concept or the genre or the topic or, you know, whatever you want to say, how I refer to that style or type of content. And then the next column talks about a very simple definition of it. Let me give you an example. So the first one I have in here is the analogy. The analogy. What is that? Well, we know what an analogy is. It's making an abstract concept concrete or easy to understand by creating a mental anchor to something we already know. Here's an example of how I would do that. And I highly recommend that you create analogy-focused content because it is so helpful to your audience. One of the questions I get often is, should I use hashtags? Do they work? How many should I use? Some variations of that. What I realize is that they may not understand how hashtags actually work or how the algorithm actually works. So I will create an analogy for the algorithm. I will create an analogy for hashtags. And my analogy that I use for hashtags all the time, because I am a proud Gen Xer, I talk about going to the library back in the old days where we didn't have computers and we had to go to the card catalog and you flipped through the papers until you found the index card that told you where you could go and find the book in the library in the aisle on the shelf. And how I explained that that particular little card is kind of like a hashtag, where hashtags are helping you find the book in the library. It's not ensuring you check that book out. It's not ensuring that if you check the book out, you're going to love the book. It's simply there to sort, categorize, and organize the books in the library and make it findable. So that's my example of analogy. Let's go to the breaking news. Some people might call this newsjacking. It's trending topics, industry updates, and summaries, extracting the need to knows and really summarizing what it means. This could also be what I call the TLDR, too long, didn't read. And the best part about these kinds of posts where they're summarizing things or maybe curating things is that you don't have to write the original content. Yay! You could build an entire content strategy around simplifying the complex topics that are in your industry. Or it could be like the real estate market update. You can give your opinion or perspective, compare, contrast, and you can simply, in plain English, and help people save time and understand the top bullet points that they need to know. And then you position yourself sort of as that resource, the go-to, so that when something happens in your industry, people come to you. And this happens because I talk a lot about video content, social media, Instagram. And when there's an update, people come to me and they say, hey, have you heard about this? And I am happy to help them. And I'm really grateful that they think of me. The next one I want to talk about is the here's why. The here's why. This is where you're going to explain why something is happening, why it's going wrong, or why it's going right. It could be something like, here's why your engagement is so low on your Instagram reels. Here's why, fill in the blank. Okay. The reason I love talking about the why is because whys are often associated with the how to fix. So if you can really, really, really explain why something is happening, and someone says, wow, that was a really helpful explanation, I totally understood that. And yes, that makes perfect sense. They sort of automatically make this jump to, oh, because you know the why, you probably also know the how. And you might be able to help me with that as well. So I like the here's why. I like that it's just very straightforward. And I like telling people my whys behind things. Like, here's how I make my videos and why I make them this way. Here's why I break social media rules that are common and why I break them. So I like to lean in on the why. Okay, let's talk about the relatable guide. The relatable guide. This is that human story that your audience connects with. It could be a founder story, an origin story. You want to be a guide, but also someone who is relatable, where you can see the journey from start to where you are now. This could even be something that's like how it started, how it's going. But if you haven't done sort of a start here, a meet the team, my why, my founder or origin story, now would be a good time to do that. And sometimes those are hard because you really have to sit and think about what is your why. And sharing that with people is really connective. And you can come back to sort of that North Star. Well, my why is this. And that's why I do this, or that's why I don't do this. I highly recommend that you also outline how you are different. Like, what things don't you do? What are the things that are unique about you? The next one I want to share with you is the Mythbuster, misconceptions and the truth about them. So top five myths about buying your first house, things that people always hear and you're like, no, that's not actually how it works. It's not actually true. For me, I get a lot of things that I bust myths about for hashtags, the algorithm, time of day to post. So that's always a really helpful one because, as you know, you are the expert and more people will always have those questions. And again, when you can explain, well, this is not accurate and why, that's how you elevate yourself into that trusted thought leader. Next one we're going to cover is the relevant trend. I'm not against trends. I'm not against having fun, getting inspiration in your content. The relevant trend, the relevant is the word, right? So the example that I show in the guide is one of my favorite humans, Crystal Straub, who does a funny, entertaining, what I guess we would call an audio sync. I guess it's lip sync, but there's no singing. It's just, you know, like a clip with someone talking from like a TV show or a movie. I don't know what it was from. And it was funny. And the text on the screen spoke directly to the major pain point that her audience feels. And I thought it was a brilliant use of a trend that this track was trending and really honed in on making it relevant to her business, her brand, and her audience's needs and desires. How about the unasked question? This is a great category for content. The unasked questions. Questions not asked because your client doesn't know how to ask them, doesn't know that they even should be asking them, is afraid to ask, is embarrassed to ask. These are the ones that are my favorite ways to build mindshare. And if we're kind of looking, if I had to rank, you know, how hard it is to come up with like those 17 FAQs, frequently asked questions, I think it's going to be harder to come up with a few that are unasked. But I will tell you, those unasked questions, that's where you build the perspective shifting. That's where people have the aha moments and say, wow, I never thought about it like that before. The last two examples in this content category matrix I'm going to share with you is the interview and the permission giver. The interview is fairly obvious. This would be portions of a podcast that you are guesting on, or if you have your own podcast, somebody that you are interviewing. It can also be, if you don't have a podcast, you can go live with other humans, which is awesome because it's totally free and you don't need any equipment, and you can take portions of that live and share that in your content. So if you're doing interviews, the nice thing about interviews too is that if you're still getting your confidence up on camera, when you have somebody with you that you're focused on and you're focused on making them look great and having their expertise on display, you generally tend to be a little bit more comfortable and confident. And the last one that I mentioned is the permission giver. And this is one of my favorites. I am such a permission giver when it comes to social media strategies and doing things the way that work for you. Basically, it's sharing options or alternatives that you do to inspire others to feel empowered to make their own choices. So the post that I mentioned where I break those social media quote unquote rules, that's a permission giving post. That's a permission giving post. Say, hey, I see you. If you feel this way, I do this. And I'm not necessarily directly saying I'm giving you permission, but you could literally say, I am giving you permission. Permission granted for you to not X, Y, and Z like everybody else. Permission granted for you to not scroll for hours a day on your phone. Permission granted for you to not post every day. So I hope that you will absolutely love this. Please share it with a friend. I've got a lot of awesome real estate humans that you probably already know and love and follow. And every concept in here has the format that it's made in, the editing style, the creator's information, a paragraph about how to use it and what it should be used for. And then in the picture of the actual post, I give you a few little call outs and highlights of some awesome things that they do in the caption and in the video itself. So once again, if you want to get your hands on that, you can go to my website, chelseapites.com/resources. You can also go to my Instagram. Please let me know that you are coming from the show if you're a new listener. I love to say hi to the people that are listening and maybe I haven't met yet. And you can also grab this content concepts guide on my Instagram profile and the link in the bio. Till next time, friends. We'll see you then. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelsea.pites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio. Yeah.